Welcome to The Voice of Vashon and our special project report. I'm Linda Nygaard, host of The Clatch on Voice of Vashon, and I'm here with Linan Polite, a local organizer of a very special project. Welcome, Linan.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm excited to talk to you about this project. First of all, let's just define the project.
What is the project?
What is the project?
So I'm working on a project called the Northwest Trolls, Way of the Bird King. It's an installation of six large-scale whimsical trolls in the Pacific Northwest by recycle artist Thomas Dombo. What they are is they're made of recycled pallets and wood, and Vashons will have also tree branches and logs that were donated by a private donor who was doing some forest cleaning, so really in restoration.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So I'll tell you a little bit about Thomas
Dombo. Yeah, who is Thomas Dombo?
So he's Danish, and he's a recycle artist who really has built these trolls around the world. He's over 100 of them now, and he does as a sort of that integration of art and message to have people rethink about the trash that we have. He was raised in a very conservation-minded family. He sees trash as treasures, and he wants you to get out in nature, and he wants you to be in community. So these projects are very community-oriented.
Well, so how did the project come about?
Well, it was spearheaded by Scan Design Foundation, and it's in partnership with Paul G. Allen Family Foundation. And they came up with the idea of bringing kind of the trek or the hunt for the Pacific Northwest trolls. So they found site partners. The site partners are in Portland, Bainbridge Island, Issaquah, West Seattle, Ballard, and then us on Vashon. We were granted, yeah. And each of these trolls are going to play a specific part of an underlying environmental story. He kind of creates these stories to give the trolls some life.
Well, how did it get to Vashon?
Well, it started, I think history needs to kind of put it all together, because it was one of those Vashon things where somebody started talking and somebody started talking, you know, that sort of thing.
But, and you know somebody who knows
somebody. Somebody who knows somebody. So, but there was, how I got involved, or how I kind of can track it back to, is we have a university professor who's actually an expert on trolls. Her name is Lotta Gavin Adams, and she talked to Elaine at the Parks District. Parks District, she said, you might want to talk to some of the people that are in the arts community, suggested VCA, which then that landed in my camp. And then either I did, or Cheryl Lubert of Nashi Orchards in the Chamber kind of found out about, not too sure, but I was starting to just like get all people involved. And then Cheryl came in and really is a force, as we all know, to be reckoned with. And between all of us, that's the four steering team.
Okay.
And we've all, contributed something along the way to get this to happen.
So, to your mind, why is this important to Vashon? Why do we like this project?
It really, really resonates with Vashon. And I think that it resonates because it has some of the similar values that we as a community have.
As in,
less waste, love nature, community, an artistic project that has a message. It also connects Vashon with an international movement. I mean, Tomas has these all over the world. Like I said, he's done over 100. He's got it all documented in his book. It also will provide economic stimulation and help our businesses. But I also want to make sure that people know the connection and the mindfulness that Scan Design Foundation has done with regards to doing this on our lands and the involvement of the Salish tribes.
Okay, I'd be interested in hearing about that.
So a couple of the sites, they've did some outreach, and Muckleshoot and Snoqualmie both have been involved. And I'll tell you particularly about Muckleshoot, because that was more sure. Visible right now, is that, Scan Design's mission is to foster the Danish and U.S. cultural relationship, especially around the environment. And they sponsor artists to go back and forth. And they actually sponsored a Muckleshoot artist who's known as Coyote, and to do an art exchange to Denmark. And he actually went to Tomas's farm and his house. And when I was speaking with him just actually a couple days ago, he was saying how that when he met the people and how that they value family, community, love of nature, he really realized how the cultures had so much in common, and that he felt like they were family too. And so, and this is a man who's, you know, retired in 2020 as the Deputy Regional Director for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. He's previously served as the Executive Operations Manager for the Muckleshoot Indian Tribe and the CEO of the Snoqualmie Indian Tribe. He's been a huge activist.
Yes.
And so he and his wife went there, and one of his gifts, because he said that, you know, he wanted Tomas to walk out and, I guess, remember certain things, he actually painted a massive mural of the orca, of an orca on the side of his barn on his farm.
So he there's did?
A big orca mural on the side of his barn.
Well, that fits.
Yeah. And so there was this real cultural exchange, and that's these kind of projects that have both a message as far as our environment, connection to an international movement, having this exchange in these stories. You know, there's been exchange between different locations, you know, us with the Portland location and the Bainbridge. So it's just been a real, it's a non-cell, what is it called when you're all cellular? Is that it? Where you're just within your own, you know?
You're not siloed.
Yeah, you're not siloed. It's really involving a lot of different people.
Well, what's next for the Troll Project?
So right now, as we speak while we're recording this, there's the West Seattle Troll is being completed. Two trolls have already been opened and unveiled. It's all very secretive. That's kind of how he rolls. He wants it to create these people and this creative process with his team and also with our volunteers. So Bainbridge and Lincoln Park is going to be open soon. Portland has been opened. Our build is going to start and be the first 2 weeks in September. So we are definitely getting all the supplies and collecting all the recycled pellets and all the different woods and stuff. So our build is there. We have...
start that on...
The 4th. And then we have the Indiegogo campaign. We have a significant, due to both the financial support of Scan Design and also Paul Allen, and one individual in particular who took us over a bulk of that.
Oh, that's wonderful. A Vashon resident?
A Vashon resident to support
this. Thank you,
this.
Whoever you are.
Yeah. we need to just get a last 20,000, so we have an Indiegogo campaign, which
Hold
is
on. Hold
on
just a second. Can you tell me, Indiegogo is not a familiar term to me.
It's just crowdfunding.
And is it like a GoFundMe thing?
It is, except that there's no... And some of these you have to have... In some of these fundings, you have to have the full amount or you don't get any.
Okay.
And the thing about the Indiegogo is our contact is a Swedish woman who's so supportive and has done so much. So, you know, everybody's really.
Yeah.
But she, and they've been giving us a great support. So it's thisisvashon.com/VashonTroll.
Say that again, please.
thisisvashon.com/VashonTroll. That's the chamber's website, because this is under the purview of chamber. So this is a chamber purviewed project. That's where you can get all the information and also the Indiegogo. But I want to tell you about two other things, and as we wrap up.
Okay.
One is Thomas Dombo is giving a talk and a Q&A at September 12th at 7 p.m. at VCA. Get those tickets online. We will sell out. And then the Troll unveiling and the ribbon cutting is Sunday, September 17th. That's Sunday, September 17th, 12 to 4, with the ribbon cutting at 2. And the location will be shown later. So you're going to have to look for the poster.
Can't you tell us something?
No. The whole thing is to be it all nice, and you have to gonna kind of find it. But I think people will be happy with the location. It can accommodate your visitors. And that you have it. So
Thank
there you go.
You. You know, this is a very exciting project for us as a community, and I hope that everyone gets as excited as we are, because it's going to be kind of magical, I think.
Thank you,
Lynann, for coming and explaining to us. I've been very curious about this project.
Great.
You're listening to Voice of Vashon 101.9, and this has been a special project report about the Troll Project on Vashon. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk later. Bye.